the one thing that I was most worried about is that I broke my hand on Monday, and then on Tuesday, my phone died, and then on Wednesday I woke up and I was like, okay, God, please protect me. I
don't like want not end. Today, Satan.
Not today. And that was my prayer for Wednesday and Thursday, because I was afraid of something to happen. But you know, that was only it. So thank God.
Thank God.
I'm glad. Wow. You've had a lot of fun.
And your fun was not as much fun as mine, though. during the week, on one of the nights, we had like late night activities every night, and except for Monday. And I think it was Thursday night. No, it was Wednesday night. We went to crab hunting on the beach. I had no idea what to expect about crab hunting. I was like, Adam, what is this?
No idea.
I don't even know what crabs look like, apparently, because I was out there on the beach and I was like, oh, so are they red? Like, so I've seen the cartoons. Crabs.
For me, I thought that it was going to be like super large ones,
red
or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, this is kind of dangerous, right?
Yeah.
But they were super small.
Yeah, and they were kind of translucent.
Yeah, and white, like
a clear color, a white color.
Yes.
And so I was like, I have no idea what to expect. And so as I was out there, like, I was learning about crab hunting. It was so much fun. I didn't expect to enjoy it. I think that's why I enjoyed it so much.
Yeah.
And we did it with our condo groups. And so it was kind of a bonding experience with all of us and kind of learning on the go how to do it. And we were digging in one of the holes and I found one because it started crawling up and I started screaming and then all the girls were screaming. We were all taking our nets and trying to catch it. It was a lot of fun.
I didn't find any, so. But we won as the biggest one our condo found.
Oh, really?
A really big one, so. I mean, teamwork, right? I mean, I didn't do anything, but I won something. It's the best. No, like, we all did a lot of things for the first time, right? And then on Thursday, I went parasailing. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
I wanna go.
It was pretty awesome. First, we had to go on the banana boat, and it was, like, the waves were very, like, it was crazy. So we almost fell getting to the boat, and then you just get hooked up on this thing, and then you just literally fly.
Wait, just a pause. Just imagine him on the boat and his legs are like burnt up.
Was like,
have you seen those things that we have at the gas stations that are like, ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine
game.
The same thing.
I was more scared in the banana boat going to the boat than up there on like parasailing. I don't know how like far up we were. But it was an amazing experience because it was really quiet up there. Like, it was just me and Cody, and we're talking, but other than that, you cannot hear anything. You just see, like, it was in the Gulf of Mexico, so you just see, like,
it's
so beautiful, and then they bring you down, and you like, to get splashed out, and it was amazing. It was a great experience, and I had lots of fun.
Do you see anything interesting up there?
Like a couple of sharks, whales, and dolphins, and sea monsters, but I mean, nothing new.
Okay.
Nice. And that team that they fish in, baby shark.
We saw,
do you guys remember?
We saw a picture. It was on the second day, right?
Yeah.
Second day.
Someone fishing a baby shark, guys.
At first, we saw a picture of this couple of friends like hugging and, fishing, nice. But then they made like a very close up, and then we saw that they had like this tiny shark shape, I guess. I think it was a baby shark. It was scary.
I thought they were gonna start playing.
And the only thing that is passing my mind is how a baby shark have a mama shark.
Exactly.
First of all, a shark.
Oh my gosh.
I'm glad we didn't find her.
Yeah, but for me, I need to come back for the crab hunting. What's for me was the highlight that night for
really?
Me. I was with these 7 great girls, and they were really upset at the end of the hunting because we didn't get no one, nothing, zero. And the girls were really upset, like, we didn't find anything. Oh my gosh, everybody will win, we will
lost. And I was like,
I was so worried because it was just me with 7 girls,
yeah.
And I was so afraid to lose some girl that I was like, everybody together, no one come.
It was really dark. Yeah,
I was afraid. And at the end, they called all leaders of the condos that didn't get no crab. And we put all of us together and they throw all the crabs on our feet.
Yeah.
And at the beginning, I was thinking just, man, why?
No, that moment, everyone started screaming. Ah!
Yeah.
And the funny part is that some people, I'm not gonna mention, they started pushing each other and they were like jumping. That was
but
super
it was
fun.
So good for me because I was with Annette in my hand. When
you
they
not
hit,
this one.
Not this
net.
One.
Oh,
Annette. With my hand. And there was an amazing opportunity because when they threw all the crabs, I got like what, 3? And I come to the kids and say, look girls, we get some crab. This is amazing. The girls
some.
Was, yes,
yeah.
First place loser. And I was thinking, like, oh my gosh, we love the competition. We love the competition. It was really. But they were so content that we get some crabs. At the end, we stole some crabs off another team, but we had some crabs, you know? And how God teach me about this. Have one night at the worship time, they start to talk about surrender our things for God, let some things there. And they were singing that song, I Give Up Control. This part was like highlighting my mind. I give up control, and God was talking with me about my things that sometimes I try to control, I try to take the control. And it's not because I don't trust in God, but sometimes we think, I mean, I just want to help God to make
yeah.
this easier, you know? And me and Nathan, we are married 4 years, and
yeah.
since we get married, we never have our own home, our own house, you know?
Yeah.
We always traveling, always living with host families. And I mean, I was like just questioning God, like, God, 4 years, I mean, I want a home, my home. And this moment in God was just say to me, like, the same way of the girls, just be content. I know what is the best for you, so just surrender your dream.
Yeah.
And it was really clear for me because the moment that God told me this about my dream, it just surrender to Him and just trust Him. After this, the ad come and he will just start to challenge the students to surrender their things to God. You know,
yeah.
they think that sometimes it is stopping them. You know, sometimes I spend so many time questioning God, like, so many time you have a promise. Where is the promise, you know? And God just say again, like, surrender to me. Just be content because I'm giving so much for you. And I just remember about the girls, how they be so content. It was too late, or no, we didn't
yeah.
win.
Yeah.
But they were so content with everything that they have. And remember again, the verse that Nathan was reading about Philippians 4:6. Could you read again?
Philippians 4:6.
Yeah.
Says,
I don't know, it was Nathan. Yeah, it was you.
Yeah. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think just be thankful for God. And I can remember the girls like, thank you. Like,
yeah.
we have some crabs,
yeah.
you know. And I was just...
It didn't matter when they got it.
Yeah.
They just got it.
They just
yeah.
got it, you know. And I would just remember it was pretty clear for me, God, just say, just thanks. I'm in control, don't be anxious, don't worry. Yeah, you can bear this, you know, you can, it was amazing for me. This part is really marking my heart.
Yeah, it was a very powerful week.
Yeah, it was.
Sure.
The same way that God spoke to her, it spoke to me as well. I was... Like, if you guys don't know, I love playing video games. It's one of the things that I'm that I most like. It's one of my precious things. Ever since I grew up, teenage life, all I wanted was to have a video game and play. And I would like kind of control myself not to play every time because it's not healthy. But I always thought of video games. Aside from after I played the video games, I would go online, research about how much for some games, like super into video games. And then sometimes that would like take place of God. And that moment when Ed Newton was saying about that, to surrender ourselves to God, I just said, God, this is my most precious thing I have in my life. Even though I'm married, my wife is amazing. I love you very much. I love you very much. But me as individual, one of the most precious thing that I had was the video game. And I just said, God, you know how much I love playing video games. It's one of the best things that I love doing. It relaxes me. It's super fun. But I have been misplacing it. I've been put in a place that I should not be put in. And in the Bible says that is idolatry, right? And then I just remembered that I gave it up to God. I said, God, you know me, that I just want to give it to you. I want to control when I play, how much I play, and I just want to put you in the first place. I want to do so much thing that you want to give it to me. I just want to have a lot of fun, but you come first. And that was a big deal to me. I don't know about you guys, but to me it was a big deal.
Yeah. It's so funny because God was talking with us at the same time before they challenged the students.
Yes.
And when they challenged the students, it's like just confirm this is.
God also spoke something to me, and just like was something really powerful that I saw this week was really going back to what Ed has said all week. Was something that really stood out to me was that we serve a God who takes broken pieces and makes masterpieces. And I was thinking about that all week and how like he's done that in my life and how he was doing that in the students' lives. And there was just something really powerful about this week and seeing so many students just raise their hands and surrender to Christ, to give their life to Christ. And it was just an amazing moment. We as leaders stood up on Tuesday night and Ed asked us to start praying for the students, and two of the girls in my condo, their names came to mind. I looked for them, I found them, and as like the sermon continued, like they had their heads down and their eyes closed, and you know, Ed just offered a response time and offered a moment for them to accept Christ, and they said a prayer, and then you know, Ed asked if you said the prayer, if you meant it, if it was wholeheartedly, then raise your hand. And those two girls raised their hands, and I was just like, wow, like blown away. And, you know, so many more hands around the room raised. And it wasn't just about those two girls, but I knew those two girls. They were in my condo, and I had gotten to start building a relationship with them, and it was really the first time that I had like had conversations with them was this week, and it was just really amazing. I just wasn't expecting that from God, and I kind of was had to take it back and be like, why wasn't I expecting that, God? Like, where was my heart at? Like, what was I even anticipating from this week? Because if I wasn't anticipating that, then like, what am I doing here? And it just reminded me of my vision of like why I'm doing PACE and why I'm doing youth ministry, and just like, this is my passion. I want to see this, and want to see students come to know Christ and to grow closer to Him. So many of our students also recommitted their lives to Christ, and it was just really powerful, and it just helped affirm, you know, this is where I'm supposed to be, and this is what God wants me to do. And yeah, I was just so thankful for those girls, and I got to pray over them afterwards, and you know, ask if they had any questions, and going to be following up with them. So it was just really cool.
I do remember, like, in the beginning of the year, praying, asking, you know, for salvation, for baptisms, yeah. and all of that. And then, like, we're almost at the end of our pace here, and then we could see that, you know? So it was truly a powerful moment, and I even had the privilege to baptize some, you know, in the Gulf of Mexico. I was like, it was the first time ever I baptized someone, and I was like, man, it's so cool, you know, that I've always remembered this night that, like, some of them, like, recommitted their lives, but a bunch of them was the first time ever, you know, that they were receiving Christ and then baptized. And it was just a powerful experience. I remember going back to the condo and I was just so electrified. I couldn't sleep, you know. I was like, man, what just happened? And just being able to walk with them, just disciple them and seeing them. And seeing just even the last night when we heard the testimonies and some of the students that we know, it was something hard for them to stand in front of 150 people and tell the story, you know, like, we're like, man, they are up there, and you clearly can see how God moves in their hearts because they are willing to testify about that. So it was just a powerful week. We're so grateful for what God did, and I believe that we'll hear many more testimonies in the weeks to come.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
It was cool too. I was also praying at the beginning of the year for salvations and for baptisms too. And it's just cool to be able to stick around long enough for that, you know.
To see that happen.
Yeah, to see the harvest and to see, like, what God has been doing and the seeds that we've been planting this whole year. Just how God has brought so much of it to fruition and how God is continuing to move in our student ministry and.
It's so interesting because you both guys are living, like, you live in pace, you live great vibe. But at the beginning of the year, you guys are praying for these, and it's so beautiful to see, like, the results of your praise.
Yeah.
It's like, it's almost God saying, this is my gift for you to see, like, what you guys did here was a big deal, you know? So this is, like, powerful, this is beautiful, and I'm pretty sure, especially for both you guys, that is going to start a new season in your life, is coming much more. Like, much, much more, more powerful, more life. Kids, children, the spiritual, for you guys to take care. You know, will be an amazing time for both of you also. I'm pretty sure that this moment was just like, God, this is my for you, you know?
Yeah, guys, that was our experience, and we pray that you, if you're going out for camp or wherever your summer looks like, that you're just going to give 100% and just believe, right, that God will move in your church, in your youth group, and personally, because we experienced that, and I believe our faith is just like got stronger, and just believe that God has so much more, and
thank you so much, guys.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. I hope I pressed play. And in the middle of it, I was like, did I press it?
And then I was like, is it still recording?